Test 67, Section 4, Question 12. This one says, T's argument proceeds by. So how does the argument proceed for T? So this is structure. Many people have been duped by the claims of those who market certain questionable medical products. So we've been tricked by medical products. Their susceptibility is easy to explain. It's easy to explain why. Most people yearn for easy solutions to complex medical problems, but don't have medical knowledge necessary to see through their fraudulent claims. We want a quick fix, and we aren't smart enough to figure to see through tricks. However, the same explanation cannot be given for recent trend among medical professionals towards susceptibility to fraudulent claims. So the same thing doesn't work for medical professionals. They, of course, have no lack of medical knowledge. So it's basically saying, yeah, the same explanation doesn't work because there's a difference. So it's basically pointing out a difference between two groups and therefore saying one explanation doesn't work for the other. So A, showing by analogy that medical professionals should not be susceptible to the fraudulent claims of those. It's not saying whether they should or shouldn't, it's just saying there must be a different reason or that it's harder to explain. Arguing against a hypothesis showing that the hypothesis cannot account for the behavior of everyone. I don't really know. That was one where I feel like I really want something that says points out the difference between groups. Explaining the susceptibility of medical professionals to the fraudulent claims by casting doubt on the expertise. It doesn't cast doubt on their expertise. And then arguing that since two groups are disanalogous in important respects, there must be different explanations for their similar behavior. Yes, that's disanalogous is just a big word for different. And so I like D. And then arguing that an explanation should be accepted in spite of apparent evidence. No, it's saying there is a different explanation. And therefore, answer choice D is our best response. It's saying there's a difference between the groups, so the explanation for their behavior must be different as well. So we take D and go.